Good morning, Wake Up HCC, Cris Oviedo with you. And we have a great conversation for you today. We are going to talk about something that I honestly had never necessarily thought about before. And is this concept of career readiness, right? We had a conversation yesterday about the transfer fair. We talked about what transferring is and who's ready to transfer. But, you know, I never really thought about this idea of career readiness. Am I ready for a career? And what does that really mean, right? Like, especially when you're just graduating high school and you have this expectations that you need to go to college, that you need to start, you know, paving the path for your career. It's like all of this pressure. But am I ready, right? Maybe that's the first question. Are you ready for, and do you know what that career is like? And how do you find out what career you want to have? I mean, I've talked to so many people who've started one way and then found out later that maybe that was not necessarily, you know, the career that they thought or what they thought that career was going to be. And they found that it was something different. So we're going to have a conversation where, you know, we're going to explore that concept of career readiness and how you can be part of it, how you can get involved in this program. And for that, I have two great guests this morning with me. I have Amy Crawford. She's the Assistant Director of Internships and Cooperative Education here at HCC. And I also have Paul Martin, and he's a career counselor with Career Services. Thank you guys for joining me this morning. I appreciate you taking the time. And I really appreciate you putting up programs like the Career Readiness Program, because like I said, I kind of knew. And if I can be fully honest, I continue to develop that, right? Like I come to find things that I'm very passionate about that, yeah, may be related to my career, but that I never really considered before. So I think this is a process that should never end, that we should always be curious about our careers. And before we go into all of that, I just, you know, I always like to start by getting to know my guests a little bit better. And I want to start with you, Amy. I know that you've joined me before. I know that we've talked about internships before. I know that we work together, you know, with internships here at Dragon Digital Radio. And now that we're back, right, we're back in person. Now that we're back here at HCC, I just want to know, you know, ways maybe that you have found to reconnect with our students, to reconnect with internships, to reconnect with opportunities, you know, with maybe staff, maybe, you know, everybody here at HCC. So let's start with that. How are you reconnecting? How are you making that connection again and adjusting again to the fact that we are in person here at HCC? Welcome and thank you for joining me today.
I'm excited to be back here on campus, and we've been super busy in career services, my gosh, with the implementation of our Handshake application, which we're going to get to in a little bit, and promoting the career readiness program and the on-campus internship program, where we have, you know, over 25 departments participating on campus, offering opportunities for students. It's just been a whirlwind since this academic year started. And we've been doing a lot of outreach events to see students. We've been out on campus trying to pick some public places where we can reach students in person. And that's been great because we have two interns within Career Services to help us to connect with students. And we're also still doing a lot of appointments by Zoom, which the students have found to be convenient as well. So we're sort of hybrid right now in career services, I would say.
And, you know, I think that hybrid model is something that is here to stay. And that's just my personal opinion, because I think that I value personally, you know, that connection and that in-person opportunity, but the convenience of having a Zoom meeting, the convenience of, you know, if I'm running to in between appointments or, you know, in my case to get my kids or, you know, something like that, it's just so much easier. I can go home and I can, you know, be there already so that I can let dinner kind of like cook while I'm having this meeting over here. So it's I think that we have discovered through the challenges, right, of making everything available online, that it's actually, and it can be very helpful But as you were saying, Amy, and to your point, that connection, right? That connection, that in-person connection, that it's something that I don't care how good technology gets, we're never going to get through Zoom. what has been your experience? You know, tell us, you know, working through COVID, as a career counselor, you know, maybe, you know, some lessons that you learn, maybe some surprises, maybe some challenges, you know, what are some of the things that as a counselor you've had to work through and are taking with you from this time as we continue to hopefully fully reopen and continue to move forward?
Right. Well, thank you, Chris, for having me. I think one of the challenges was initially when we first sort of went into lockdown, if you will, was learning how to use Zoom. I had never heard of Zoom before March 13th. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, Brett, this is what we're going to be doing. And we always thought, I always thought that our work had to be done in person. How can you have career counseling with somebody if they're not in the room with you? So that was a challenge to learn the technology. It's not that hard, but we just had to get used to using it. And then I found out that it was convenient. You know, it was doable. It's been something we've been using, you know, since then, and I think probably will continue. It opened up a new opportunity that I don't think we, or that I thought of. And so it is convenient. You know, I certainly saved a lot of money on gas back and forth to the campus. And not that I'm glad that COVID happened. I'm just saying that, you know, these are sort of some of the things that did occur. So it allows convenience, and students can be here, you know, like you said, between appointments and have some more flexibility in the work that's done. And it also is done still confidential, still confidential sessions that we have.
So let's remind everybody what career services is, right? What the work that you guys do at the office entails and what you guys offer for all of the students here at Howard Community College through the Career Services Office.
Well, our mission is to provide pathways to success. And for career services, that means, you know, helping students launch their careers through internships, helping them prepare for the job search, preparing all those key documents, right? Their resume, preparing for interviewing, doing their LinkedIn profiles, and launching their career, right? We have lots of events such as our virtual job and internship fair. Can't wait to have it in person in the Galleria, but for now it's virtual and coming up on October 15th. But really, when I think about the mission of the college in general, you can get there from here. You know, I think our department is very key to that, right? We are helping people get, why are they here in college? They're studying to change careers or to launch a new career. And I think we're a key part of that.
You know, our current president, Kate Harrington, or previous president at this point, I was going to say she's retiring, but she just retired.
and I'll have to get used to that.
Yes, it's a transition. And her, her last message, her presidential update, she basically said what you just said, Amy, that was one of her, she had four core objectives when she first joined HCC. And one of them was to create support, was to create services, not just, you know, she was focused on academics for sure. That was one of the points, but she wanted HCC to become this place that not just their students, but like the community in general could come to and grow. And she, from the beginning, understood that having those services is key, is essential, is important, because if we are not well, or, you know, if we are not growing, if we're not learning, then academics is not all of it. It's not the whole picture. So I personally believe that having career services next to us as our friend, where we can go and ask simple questions. I mean, I remember when, you know, having the resume checked, right? Like when I first came from Ecuador, my resume was like three pages. I was 20 years old. I had, you know, embarrassed me, all of my classes that I had taken in high school. Yes, I had one or two part-time jobs, and I had those in there, and it was like I was writing a book. And I went to career services, and you guys were like, we need to condense all of this into one page. It's like, how are you going to do that? And why are we leaving stuff out? So even that cultural, shock that was for me, it's important. And then, as I was looking for internships, Amy, and I don't know if you remember this, but, I came into your office and you guys had helped me, and you looked at my resume and you said, okay, well, this is great, but none of your experience matches what you're going for. So even opening my mind to that understanding that I needed to put on my resume things that actually were building me up for that possible right. internship. That it wasn't enough to say that I've been a servant at TGIF, for many years, that wasn't going to open the door necessarily for a TV or radio internship. So those kind of things, having those kind of services here through career services, I think it's invaluable, quite honestly, for all of our students here at HCC. Let's talk about career readiness, right? Because it's a new program.
Right.
It's not, like I said, a new concept that I personally had not necessarily thought much about. Right. So what are we talking about when we say, we have a new career readiness program here at HCC? What does that really mean?
Well, career readiness is a phrase that was coined by the National Association of Colleges and Employers, which is, as the name would imply, is an association where colleges, career centers and employers can kind of connect and support each other. They have identified 8 competencies that they feel are necessary to be successful in work and to be career ready. So to be career ready means that while you're in school, you're developing these competencies. And they are things like, the first one is career and self-development, which is basically being aware of one's own strengths, navigating career opportunities, career exploration, that's one. Communication is another one. Critical thinking, equity and inclusion, leadership, professionalism, teamwork, and technology. So these are the 8 competencies that they feel are necessary to be successful in any career, no matter what you pursue, employers are going to want these things to be developed, and you develop them while you're in school. So when you arrive at the workplace, you can use them. So it is a new concept, and we, I guess in a little bit, Amy's going to show you how we've developed our career readiness program, what that really looks like. But in a nutshell,
Amy, why don't you take it there? Amy, why don't you take it there? Why don't you show us? Absolutely, because it's, we're talking about equity, inclusion, we're talking about finances, we're talking about technology. We have all of this encompassing points right here, right, that Paul just mentioned. So how are we bringing them together and putting them into action here at HCC?
Well, this program here that we put together is mm-hmm. It's allowing those competencies to be developed through what we call career actions that are grouped into 4 broad categories. So I don't know if Amy wants to talk about this, if you want me to go over them.
Sure, Paul, why don't you do the first 2 and I'll do
okay.
the last.
So the first 2 are, one is assess, and this is really self-assessment. What skills, values, interests do I have that I can help sort of identify maybe careers that might match those, that maybe to really use my skills that I enjoy or where my interests can be employed. And so we have some resources for that. We have a program called Focus 2, which is off of our website, that is a self-guided career self-assessment program where you can kind of clarify, what you're good at and what you enjoy and what's important to you. And so that first part would be assess yourself. And then the second part is explore. And that's really, getting out there and researching careers that you might want to do, not making a decision at this point, but just sort of identifying what's out there. And so we can do that through researching occupations of interest. Focus 2 has a lot of career exploration as well as self-assessment. And then we have career information programs that we offer throughout the year.
Let me stop you right there, because I want us to talk a little bit more about that self-assessment. And, you know, I have the flyer here with me as well. I want to talk a little bit about what that process is like, right? Because maybe somebody's is listening and watching right now and they're like, so you're just going to have me fill out a questionnaire that's going to ask me about my likes and my dislikes, and that's supposed to tell me, you know, the right career for me? Like, what are we talking about?
Well,
what can they expect?
Yeah, self-assessment is really the first step in career counseling. So you have to know yourself first, and that provides the foundation to make good decisions. However, it is not sitting down at a computer and answering a questionnaire, because that only captures you at a point in time. I really think it's really good to look at, in career counseling, to really look at the person's background. What has the life experience taught them about what they're good at and what they enjoy? So that's where we would start. But Focus 2 is a tool, really just a tool as part of the self-assessment process. But it's not the be all and end all of you. It's meant to generate ideas that you can then either on your own or with the help of a counselor talk about. And so it really is. And for the career readiness program, we want to give things that people can begin using right away with or without the help of a counselor. And so Focus 2 is that tool, but it is really not. Like I said, it's just a point of, it measures you at a point in time, but we want to consider the whole person.
Now let's digest a little bit more, dissect a little bit more that idea of exploring, right? And career exploration.
Right.
Because that, I think it's a tough one, because maybe you're thinking, but I need time and probably resources, right? Probably money, if I want to explore different careers. How can HCC support that career exploration? What are some ways that maybe, yes, it's still going to require time and effort, but that are maybe non-threatening, maybe is less of a commitment. You know, are we talking about internships here? Are we talking about shadowing here? What are the ways in which our students, are we talking about taking classes here? Like, what are the ways in which our students can explore and do that career exploration so they can really, you know, feel strongly and saying, you know what, I've tried all of these things and I know that this is the one that I really enjoy the most. That this is the one that I feel comfortable making a career for the rest of my life and seeing myself doing this for the rest of my life in.
Well, believe it or not, some students, when I ask them why they're interested in that career, they said because they saw it on television. And so that's really not the way to do career exploration. You know, that's a script that somebody else has written. Focus 2 is, it does have a section called Explore the Possibilities, which allows you to explore through careers and by job family, by major, just by looking up the career, and has a lot of really good information. But in addition to the written information, we have these panels that come in. So that's really, you know, putting a live person that you can see with a career, and they can talk about their path that they follow. The internship program that Amy manages is really an excellent way to get, and she can talk more about that, is really an excellent way to try out the career, you know, applying what you've learned with an employer and try it out. And we also have a mentoring program that allows students to be connected with a mentor in their career field to kind of talk to them. And so those are the things that come to mind immediately. And again, Amy might flesh this out a little bit more when she talks about the other parts of the career readiness program. But those, and then also using tools like LinkedIn, you can find people in your field and see, you know, it's like a online resume. You can see the path they followed just by looking at their profile on LinkedIn. So all these ways are ways to kind of try out or get more information.
So it takes, you know, some research.
Yes.
Putting yourself out there. It's a combination. It's not just the one thing. And I appreciate you saying that. It's not just, and I'm so glad that you brought TV, I'm sure social media also has. a lot to do with that, right? Where we just see something and we're like, that's what I want. I want that. But, you know, that self-exploration that you talked about, I think goes hand in hand here of, you know, what is it that you really like? What, maybe it's true. Maybe that is what you want. Maybe you're seeing, I don't know, maybe you watch the chef shows and you're like, I am really excited about that, right? And I love that. But what are you excited about? Are you excited about being the person who's actually chopping and you know, have the clock running against you and having to decide what you're going to make? Or are you excited about maybe being the person who's on that camera, right? Showing the different angles. And is that what gets you excited? And that only comes from that self-exploration. Maybe it's not the cooking at all. Maybe it's, you know, kind of like putting that show together, that, you know, having to call the shots, that really gets you excited. So yeah, I, you know, I thank you, Paul, for that, because we can use, you know, what we enjoy and what we like as a guide, but we need to do that self-exploration. We need to really get to know ourselves. And it's really good to see what others are already doing in the field to see whether that is, we can see ourselves in those shoes. Right. Absolutely. So Amy, now that, you know, we've done those first two steps, where do we go next?
Right. And you'll see the next phase is prepare. And what I do want to say is these phases can be done in any order. And you'll also notice that for the career readiness program, we say like complete three or complete both of these actions underneath each area, because we don't want to scare students away and make them think, oh, I have to do everything on this list, because we know students are busy, right? So we're asking them to complete, you know, two or three things in each area. So the preparation phase is really where they, you know, write their resume, get their documents in order. And that we are available for resume reviews to help students. I find when I meet with students, they sometimes sell themselves short, right? They don't think they have any relevant experience. So we talk a lot about transferable skills from one job to the next. Sure, you worked at Target. Sure, you worked in a restaurant, but think of those customer service skills, your ability to work in a fast-paced environment, deal with difficult people at times, right? So we help students, their resume really is a marketing piece. So we're helping them highlight what to include and how to showcase it for, showcase their skills to employers. So definitely the resume is a big part of preparing. But then we have things like developing your elevator pitch and rehearse it. An elevator pitch is your self-introduction. What would you say to an employer for that chance meeting? Like you're sitting next to the person on a plane, you're walking across campus and you're introduced to someone. Those chance meetings, and also the elevator pitch, can be used for at a virtual or in-person job fair. When you step up to the table to make that first contact with the employer, it's when you tell them about your major, your interests, the skills you have to bring. And if you polish it, it gets easy to say, and it just gets the conversation off to a good start. So not all students might be familiar with the idea of the elevator pitch, but we think it's a great idea to have one.
Selling yourself, you know, I know a lot of people, I can't tell you how many people I know that have said, oh, I went into this career because selling is not for me.
Right.
I'm not a salesperson. I am not a salesperson. I fall in that category, right? I think of selling and it intimidates me. But then when you really think about it, your resume is that first, I mean, we're all selling ourselves, right? When we're looking for a job, when we're looking for opportunities, we're all doing that. And so when you recommend something on Facebook, when you recommend something on any social media, you're selling it. We're just not thinking about it that way, but that's exactly what we're doing. And it's important, like you just said, Amy, to get comfortable with selling ourselves, because it's, you know, our salary might depend on that. Our salaries might depend on, you know, that resume and what information we put on there and how we talk about ourselves and present ourselves to those decision makers. I see that one of the platforms that can help students here as they prepare is Handshake. Tell us a little more about Handshake, what it is and how our students can use it.
I mean, we're so excited about Handshake. We just launched it July 1st. It's We were so thrilled when we heard we were able to obtain it for our college campus. It is an online platform for students to look for jobs and internships, whether it's part-time jobs or full-time jobs, and certainly the internship piece. But it's an online platform used by colleges across the country, right? So our students are having the opportunity to engage with national employers in addition to local employers. It's completely free for them to use. They create their profile and then they can view positions, and they can also say that they're open to employment so that employers can, they'll come up in an employer search. So they say that Handshake is the number one way that college students find jobs. And that's why we're so excited to have it here at HCC.
And it's, I know that you had some slides that you wanted to show everybody.
Let me see if I can find that just a sec.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Multitasking here.
Because it is a, you know, it is something that we're very excited about. It is a new way that our students can continue to further their careers and start, you know, that process of looking for that job and creating opportunities for them.
There is an app for Handshake. You see the screen right there?
Yeah.
So students can download the Handshake app on their phone. They can create their profile from this app, and then they can look for the opportunity. So it's very easy. It has a great interface on your cell phone. Of course, you can use it on a computer as well. So if they scan this app, it'll launch the program. Other ways to access it would be to go to our website, howardcc.edu/handshake is another way, an easy way to remember to find the program. And it's very easy to use, very intuitive. It'll guide you through some questions to answer. One of the questions it asks is, what are you passionate about, right? Asking students, what kinds of things do you want to do in your career? And then there's the option to upload the resume. So we're excited, really, because this has far-reaching scope. Like I said, you could look for a job across the country, or you can look more locally.
And one other feature.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say one other feature of Handshake is that you can choose to be connected to other students who have like interests. That's an option. And so you can then, it's sort of like LinkedIn, you can connect with them. Students who have the same major, same interest on their profile will come up as suggestions. So that's an option. You don't have to do that. You can keep it totally private or just connect with employers.
For employers who might be listening, who might be watching, they're like, I want to be part of that. I have job opportunities. I'm looking to hire and I would love to have HCC students. How do they get involved in this?
Well, they would go to the first step would go to our webpage, our job fair webpage, howardcc.edu/job fair. And that has all the information for both students and employers. So there's an employer link and it has the registration form. They would need to create a Handshake account if they don't already have one. And there's also payment information. So on that webpage, everything they need is right there for them to begin the process.
Wonderful. Amy, let's go back, right? We've talked about the first three steps, okay, right? We've talked about the importance of doing that self-exploration. We've talked about, you know, the second step that was exploration, right? Like career exploration. We've talked about preparing. We talked about Handshake as a tool to prepare, definitely something you want to interact with, definitely a place where you want to be and you want to register for the job fair that's coming up here at HCC. Great opportunity to interact instead of having to go to different stores or different websites. You come to the fair and everybody's there for you and you have that interview already set for you. What's the next step?
Right. So the next step after prepare is engage. And this is where students can have that face time with employers. As Paul mentioned earlier, we have a mentoring program where students will fill out an interest survey of what kind of mentor they would like. They'll be doing that at the end of November, early December. And then we'll be making matches in December and January for the spring semester. And it's a pretty formal program. The students receive training on their role as a mentee, right? And what to say when they meet this mentor, right? We're going to give them sort of like mentoring boot camp. There's some questions that you could ask your mentor because they need to be prepared, right? They have to research the mentor's company and have a chance to think about what do I want to know from this person? So they need to take a little bit of time. So the student will have the opportunity to meet between two and four times with their mentor during the spring. And I should mention that this is in conjunction with a development office that we've partnered with because they have key companies they also work with and alumni that they can help match students with. So that's something that we're partnering with them on. So obviously another way to engage is by attending our job internship fair, but then getting experience through an internship. This is a huge piece of the engagement piece. As you know, there are the on-campus internships, great opportunities for students to be in paid positions on campus, making $13.50 per hour for up to 15 hours per week. There are still some positions open. It's not too late if you're interested. Those positions are posted on the work study internship board and also on Handshake, so they can check out the available opportunities. And of course, we still work with external employers, right? So we're called on a daily basis, employers wanting to know how can they post their position. We direct them to Handshake. So we have all of our local employers starting to list positions as well. One thing you'll see here under the engagement piece is micro internship or virtual project. You might be asking, what are these? Micro internship, and there's a website called Parker Dewey, which is really kind of well known for micro internships. These are short mini internships, no more than like 30 to 40 hours total, rather than being for an entire semester. They're much briefer, but they allow you to gain that experience that you could highlight on your resume, allow you to, you know, use your skills, test the waters to see if this is something you're interested in. So like I said, Parker Dewey is a big site for that, where the students can create an account and see the opportunities available. It's all free to students. And then a virtual project. Maybe you don't even have 30 to 40 hours to devote to something. You can do a virtual project through a website called Forage. And their website is actually theforage.com, where you can see example projects from companies, big name companies. They ask you to work on a project for them. And then you can compare your project, what you came up with, to something that they consider is a well done project, right? And then you even have the option to submit it to them. So if you think like your ideas are really, you know, exceptional and you want the company to see it, you can submit it to them. This is very popular right now, the Forage. So another piece would be connecting with someone for an informational interview. We're so lucky. We have so many alumni in the area who are willing to help. And really by creating your LinkedIn profile, as soon as you create your education section, the HCC logo will populate next to the school. You click on that, our logo, it'll show you everyone that's graduated from HCC that has a LinkedIn profile. So you can connect and say, show me everybody who was a criminal justice major at HCC. LinkedIn is an amazing tool, and we use it a lot when we have students do informational interviews.
That's a great tip right there, Amy, that, you know, for everybody who's out there trying to figure out, because I want to go back to this idea of the mentor, right? You said that the students will have that opportunity. Maybe somebody's thinking, but I already have a counselor. I already have somebody here at HCC that I'm talking to. Why do I need to go and meet with a mentor? I want to establish a little bit better that difference of the mentor and why it is an important step and the difference that it can make for somebody's career.
Well, a mentor would be a professional working in a career that maybe you're interested in pursuing. So unlike an advisor who helps you choose classes or a counselor who helps you talk through challenges you might be facing, the mentor is really there for professional growth. It's part of that career development that NACE identifies as the competency. Mentors, you know, it's the word mentor, sometimes people might think, oh, it's like a, you know, a lifelong kind of thing. This is very short. Like Amy said, 2 to 4 meetings, just to meet somebody who's doing what you want to do. They've been where you are now. They've been through that path, and they can give you some information about the pitfalls and challenges and encourage you to kind of keep going. So that's really, it's really just for them to meet someone doing what they want to do.
How many times have we thought about, you know, oh, I would have loved to be a fly in the room when,
right,
you know, this person, well, here you get the opportunity to have to be a fly in the room. You can actually go and talk to,
right,
you know, those people. And that's what a mentor is. And more and more I'm learning that, it's not about reinventing the wheel, which I think, right, many times that's what we want to do. We want to reinvent the wheel. We want to create and be original. It's success is more about taking what's already out there and making it our own, rather than coming up with a whole new concept, which I think it's, you know, that, and that's where I see the mentors coming up, where they say, yes, all of this, you know, all of these processes, all of the strategies that are out there that you keep hearing about, this is how I made it work for me, and this is what's working for me. So to have that opportunity, invaluable opportunity to talk to a professional, right, who's already doing and figure out the way to make things work for themselves, can inspire you to then, you know, make your own version of that
rule,
right?
Exactly. And it can so be, as, if it's done well, you know, if they make a good connection, it could be a segue into an internship. Or a lot more a long-term thing. It doesn't have to be just 4 meetings. You know, they could continue. And like I said, maybe an internship that might come of it. So that's why it's valuable.
Alumni want to give back, right? They want to help younger students. They were in their shoes at one point. Same with these employers, right? We get constant requests. How can I help students, right? Can I be on a panel? We get, you know, they want to help with students' career development. So this is a great way to get the employers and alumni involved.
We only have about 4 minutes left here in our conversation. Is there anything else that you guys, maybe that we haven't touched about, maybe that I've forgotten to ask, or that you just really want to make sure that everybody who's listening and watching takes away today from our conversation?
I have something that I wanted to mention. I don't think I stressed it earlier, but with the Career Readiness Program, we've reached out to several completion groups on campus, and they're partnering with us, right? So we have like Howard Pride and Ambiciones and Silas Craft, Rouse Scholars. We have certain programs who have committed to having their students in this program. But at the same time, this program is open to anyone who wants to join. You don't have to be part of one of those cohort groups. So, and we also have a Canvas site that students enroll in for the Career Readiness Program, so they can track their progress throughout the program. They can see, you know, check the boxes of what they've accomplished, what they still need to do. They don't have to do it by a certain deadline. They can be as they're enrolled at HCC. So there's some flexibility there. And thanks to some sponsors from the Development Office, Brown Advisory and PNC Bank, we're going to be offering some incentive prizes, so that, you know, there's some nice perks for being part of the career program. And there's, you know, other special events like workshops on communication. Down the road, we're going to do team building exercises, maybe add a ropes course or something. So there are going to be some fun things built into the program, thanks to the sponsors. So just wanted to mention that.
And I would just say, if I have a second, these resources are all free. So take advantage of them while you're in school. This is the time for you to do the exploration and get to know yourself better. And if you paid for these programs, you know, privately, you'd be spending your parents would be spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But these programs are all free. You've actually paid for it through your student fees, so you might as well go ahead and take advantage of them.
And Paul and I, the rest of the career team, we're available, you know, for resume reviews and consultations about Handshake. And Paul offers career counseling, of course, with all the assessments. So just have the current students call to make an appointment. They can call 443-518-1340 to schedule time with us.
I strongly encourage you take advantage, you know, like Paul said, of the services that you've already paid for through your tuition, right? That they're
so
here
for
you.
There's no additional fee, right?
Exactly. They're here for you. They are available to you. And quite honestly, they can set the difference in where and how far and how quickly maybe you go in your career. So thank you, Paul. Thank you, Amy, so much for sharing time and space with me this morning. Thanks for bringing this information out to everybody here at HEC. And thank you, everybody, for listening and for watching. I hope you find value in our conversation. I hope you share it. I hope you put it out. And, you know, if you know of a student who's here at HEC, maybe they're in class right now. Make sure you share this with them so that they don't miss out. Have a wonderful day. And until next time, I am Cris Oviedo.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.